terms of the philosophical shift, how do you interpret this kind of tougher, meaner up front? What does that mean to you personally?
Pretty much not taking crap from anyone. You know, whether it be going against our defense or just going against anybody that lines up next to us, really. You know, just not taking any crap. You know, just going in there and, you know, playing our game and, you know, just kind of running things.
How much does Bill's style, the gap blocking style, you think play to your skill set more than what was
done? Yeah, I mean, I think I'm going to, you know, be able to prosper a little bit more. You know, just be able to use my physicality a little bit more, be able to do more double teams and be able to play a more vertical game instead of, you know, kind of playing horizontally.
What's your impression of Ron O'Leary and Alec Watson?
I think they're great additions to the team. They bring a lot of toughness, you know, just, you know, with how they've played in the past, this kind of the rep that they've had in the league. And you can't really just, you can't really, you know, fake veteran, you know, leadership. And, you know, that's kind of what they bring. You know, they've been in the grind. I've played football, you know, for a while now. And I think that's something that we kind of lacked last year. It was kind of like that vet leadership.
What about Jeff Davidson? What's your impressions?
I mean, I like him so far. Super hands-on. He's a technician. That's one thing that I have noticed. You know, we're out there, you know, just a small little, you know, critiques go a long way. So, you know, that he emphasizes that, you know, early on. I think it's really going to instill us a great foundation and something to, you know, build off.
What's the biggest thing Garrett's going to have to get used to when it comes in here?
What's that?
What's the biggest thing Garrett's going to have to get used to?
I mean, just how to comply. You know, as being a rookie, man, you got to go through a lot of things that, you know, other guys don't have to go through, but other guys have been through it as far as, you know, doing rookie things, rookie duties. But besides that, you know, football is different. I mean, it's different for me. Yeah, it's challenging for me right now, you know, learning a new system. So I know he's going to have to go through that as well. But he has us, and, you know, we're going to do whatever we can. He's one of us now, so he's under our wing and under our supervision.
Ronald's been here for a couple months now. Have you guys decided who's going to be left and right? And do you see any technical differences between the two spots?
You know, I said I play right, you know, just off the bat, you know, whatever we have to do to, you know, be more comfortable. You know, it's going to happen where I have to go to the left or he's going to have to go to the right. I mean, it's going to happen. So, you know, as long as, you know, either one of us is prepared to make that change, it's going to be okay. And there are a few differences, you know, just it's just, you know, how you see things, how you see the defenses, your stance right now. You know, it's tricky. I always want to get to my left stance, you know, when I'm working in drills. But, you know, just got to remember to work out of that right stance. So, I mean, it's not a huge difference, but it is a difference.
From playing both left and right in your career, do you have a preference? If so, what is it?
I don't really have a preference. I felt like I did better on the right side of my rookie year. And then last year, you know, played all left. So, obviously, I feel a lot more comfortable playing that left just after last season. But, I mean, it's nothing set in stone. You know, I'm always willing to make a change and do whatever I have to do, you know, to make the team prosper.
What do you expect out of a healthy Matt Parrott as he really went through the ringer last year with his hips?
Yeah, I mean, he's a tough guy. You know, he loves to battle. And, you know, it's killing him not being able to, you know, be out on the field with us or in the weight room with us and, you know, doing all the lifts that we do. So I know it's hurting him. But I know once he gets back, you know, we're going to be rolling. And, I mean, the mental side of the playbook right now, he's got it, you know, locked down already. So, you know, when he gets back up there, we're going to be moving a full stride. So, yeah, I'm excited, you know, to see him get back and be healthy and, you know, being able to rock and roll.
You have bounced around a lot, really going back to college.
Yep.
Would you like to eventually settle into a position?
I mean, I don't mind it. I don't mind it at all. Really, I'm a team player. That's really what it boils down to. You know, I just see it as, you know, just a part of the game. You know, it doesn't matter to me. I'm not one of those guys that is going to be, you know, playing at a set position, you know, my entire career because I haven't done it. So, I mean, I started off at, you know, left tackle in college, you know, moved to guard, moved to center. So, I mean, it really doesn't matter to me.
What did you think of the addition of Jamal Charles?
I think it's a great addition. I know he's hurt us in the past when we're playing the Chiefs. So to have him on our side, you know, he's a physical runner. And, I mean, anything to add, you know, to our depth, you know, it's a good thing.
Max, how important is it to know the starting five on that offensive line sooner rather than later? Is it something that you guys would like to know as soon as possible, or is it something that won't affect you if it goes into training camp?
You know, I feel like, you know, even when we made our Super Bowl run, I mean, we didn't have left guard, starting left guard, and then, you know, they bring in Evan, you know, through, like, 5 days before the, you know, first regular season game. So, I mean, it really doesn't matter. I mean, it's good to know, you know, who you're going to be playing with and, you know, to build that chemistry. But at the end of the day, you learn the system and you just go.
How'd you spend your offseason? What did you end up doing?
I was here most of the time, training here, just working with Luke. He's a man. I don't see why other people would go other places to go train when you don't train in altitude. But you play in the altitude doesn't make any sense to me. So I just stayed here, you know, worked out here and, you know, was around the coaches, you know, just trying to show my face and, you know, just get familiar with the staff.
Was there a feeling, Max, that the offense is kind of ready to carry its weight? I know how frustrating it was at times last year when defense is playing well. Is there a kind of re-energy here with new staff that the offense is kind of ready to take a step forward?
Yeah, I think so. It's kind of been one of those undertones that, you know, we didn't really address, but, you know, now it's kind of been brought to the forefront. You know, we got to do our job. We got to carry our own weight and pretty much make a name for ourselves. And, you know, when the game's on the line, we want to control that. You know, we just don't want to give it up to the defense, you know. So it's been like that in the past, but we definitely want to change that mentality and that attitude.
Everywhere around the building, you see guys wearing the T-shirt that says truth. In the meeting room, it says truth. What is that mantra or that saying mean to you?
To me, it's just like, you know, when you look at yourself in the mirror, you know, who do you see? You know, are you really pushing yourself when no one's watching? You know, are you doing that last rep in the weight room? And pretty much, like, are you just being accountable to yourself? Because at the end of the day, I mean, you can't fake it. You know, once you go on that field, you can't fake it. So, you know, just being truthful to yourself. And once you do that, you know, you're truthful to your team. So that's what it means to me.